Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's hot out there. You may run into a few showers here and there, but it is a hot Tuesday afternoon. Last day of June, June 30th, 2020. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. We're talking about a new name for Dixie Beer. I've got a couple of texts here. One says a Benson Beer. That was a text that also came in yesterday, again today. a lot of names like this, which you're criticizing Dixie Beer for changing the name and rebranding the product. This one says Sellout Hops. There are a few others that I really can't mention. But I'm glad you're with us. There are a couple of texts that I need to get to, like this one that says, I keep hearing about people not wearing masks because Trump isn't wearing one. I have yet to hear one person tell me that's the reason they're not wearing a mask. Well, I don't know who you hang out with. But on the news, you hear Trump supporters standing in line for rallies, or the Memorial Day weekend, there were some people on the beach talking about how they're not wearing a mask because Trump's not wearing a mask. And a lot of it is subtle. And I'm really encouraged, and we'll do it again later, but I'm really encouraged by some of the leaders on the Republican side who are now talking about how important it is to wear a mask. And I think we've reached a tipping point with all of these cases going up. And I think fewer people are dying, and this came up yesterday, fewer people are dying, I think, because younger people are getting the disease. But it doesn't mean that they're not going to pass it on to somebody else. And I hope people are being careful. But look at what's going on in Texas and Florida and Arizona and California and other states. Here in Louisiana, the numbers are going up. And then now in Jefferson Parish, President Cynthia Lee Shang yesterday signed an emergency proclamation making it mandatory to wear a mask in a business. If you go in a business, you have to wear a mask. Now, if you're not wearing a mask, love to talk to you. If you were not wearing a mask in the beginning, but something changed your mind and you're wearing a mask, love to talk to you. And if you're wearing a mask, our number is 260-1870. That is also our text line, area code 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, I think you need a less controversial topic. How about the Supreme Court decision? Yeah, we touched on that a little bit yesterday, only in saying that once again, the Supreme Court has shocked conservatives. And just because the Supreme Court seems to be stacked to the right, it's been stacked to the left. But it doesn't mean the Supreme Court always rules based on political ideology. And theoretically, the Supreme Court should not be about politics at all. It's politics that lead people to be nominated. But Neil Gorsuch, for example, I think is a classic example of a guy who really seems to be paying attention to the Constitution and what should be, and not politics. So, you know, a couple of times very recently, President Trump and a lot of Republicans are surprised by the rulings of the Supreme Court. But again, it should be about what's right. And this, the latest one was striking down the very restrictive abortion law here in Louisiana. So we lost another great one, Carl Reiner, just a brilliant writer, a fun actor, associated with the Dick Van Dyke Show. He was Alan Brady on the Dick Van Dyke Show, and the whole show was about staff writers writing a comedy show for Alan Brady. And Alan Brady was, you know, well, not Alan Brady, Carl Reiner was one of the creators of the show. But here's a scene from the Dick Van Dyke Show starring Carl Reiner as Alan Brady.
What next time are you talking about?
There's not going to be any next time, Rob. Now get out of here.
How far out?
Well, from now on, go to your office until I tell you whether my satirical sword needs any sharpening. And next time you talk to a reporter, will you try to work my name in, even if you have to force it into the conversation? And tell your wife to eat at home next time, will you?
Yes, very nice.
Where are you going, Mel?
I was just going to my office.
I'm not finish yelling at you. You get back here.
And Carl Reiner passed away at the age of 98. Also, there was this brilliant, it was a record, it was an album, and I remember listening to it when I was early in my career. And I remember actually playing some of the cuts on the air. But Carl Reiner did something with Mel Brooks, another comedic genius, called The 2,000-Year-Old Man. And Mel Brooks played the part of the 2,000-year-old man, a guy who was 2,000 years old, and Mel Brooks was interviewing him. So here's a segment from Mel Brooks and Alan Braid. I'm not Alan Braid. Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner. Carl Reiner was interviewing Mel Brooks. Carl Reiner was the interviewer. Mel Brooks was the 2,000-year-old man. Here it is.
Sir, is it true that you are 2,000 years old?
Oh, boy. Yes.
You are too... it's hard to believe, sir, because in the history of man, nobody's ever lived more than 167 years, as the man from Peru would claim to be. But you claim to be 2,000.
Yes, I'll be... I'm not yet. I'll be 2,000 October 16th.
There were so many funny moments. Carl Reiner at one point asked Mel Brooks... what is it that has allowed you to live 2,000 years? And he said, will to live. And Carl Reiner says, the will to live? No, Dr. Will to live. That's why I'm still alive today. Anyway, funny. If you do want to join us, we're talking about renaming Dixie B. If you want to get into that, that's fine. We also continued the conversation about the mask. And I'd love to do crosstalk if somebody does not wear a mask and somebody wears a mask, we can put you on with each other and let you crosstalk with each other. Sometimes we get the listeners together. We did that a couple of times earlier. We can do that again. Our number's area code 504-260-1870. That is also our text line. And let's go to Belle Chasse. And Sherry, we welcome you to the show.
Hey, Scoot, look, quickly, because I'm long-winded. I called you a couple of weeks ago about wearing masks. The last few calls before, all I have to say is, I mean, I think you should wear a mask, you know, but just because it's the right thing to do, okay, number one, it helps everyone, okay, and I don't understand why people have a problem with it. Yes, they do get hot, yes, but, you know, I get in and out the store, I wear it, I use my sanitizer, I do whatever I have to do, and, you know, do what they say. I just don't understand. I had a guy in the store next to me the other day. That's why I'm calling you back, saying, well, why are you wearing a mask? And I said, because he was in his 30s, he said, his exact words, this was, he said, well, what about, which, tell me, Scoot, if I'm wrong, because I don't remember. I remember the swine flu. I know about pneumonia. Mm-hmm. He told me, he says, remember, he said, don't you remember about the bird flu? I said, the bird flu? I said, I remember about the swine flu pneumonia. He said, well, you didn't wear mask and all for all of that, so why are you wearing masks for this? I mean, he was kind of like, I don't know, instigate. And I'm like, I told him, I said, I'm 64. I got a pneumonia shot. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you what really bothers me is the younger generation is not, they don't care. I mean, they don't care.
Many don't. Many don't. I mean, many don't. And I mean, part of that's just being young, but part of it is an arrogance and a rebellion against doing what you're asked to do. And I understand that. I don't really consider myself to be somebody that always goes along with the status quo in life. But it just, it seems to be, in my opinion, arrogant not to wear a mask, because there's enough information that indicates that wearing a mask will help keep you safer. Have you been feeling okay, Sherry?
Yes, good. Anyway, yeah, because I told you, well, I don't know if you remember. Anyway, yes, I have other problems, but that's my point. I'm with you, okay? Look, I understand if you don't like it, you don't want it. I just think
nobody
you
likes
respect
it.
Other people, right? And you respect other people. And so, Scoot, I'm just telling you, I've been staying home. When I got to go somewhere, I go. But listen, I wear the mask. I use a hand sanitizer. Anyway, I'm sorry. I know I'm venting to you. But
that's all right.
Because it bothers me. You know, that the younger people, it's like they don't care. And it just you keep
doing what you're doing, Sherry. And you know, that's what we do. We follow our conscience. And I you know, those people who don't wear masks, I think some are just arrogant. But I'm sure that some people don't wear masks because they really believe they don't have to. But I believe that I have to, or feel like it's going to help. Sherry, I appreciate your call. I'm glad you're with us. Take care of yourself. From the North Shore, Patrick, you're on WWL.
Hey, well, since we're on the topic of what bothers us, what bothers me is now I don't have the choice to wear a mask or not. Now I'm being told by our government what I have to do. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, that's
where
right.
does it all stop? So they're going to start chipping away with stuff like this mask. And where does it all stop, Scoot? Because the sheep are going to follow. They're not going to. They're going to wear the mask.
Well, what do you think is going to happen
point
next?
Does all of this stop, huh?
What do you think? An emergency proclamation's been declared in Jefferson Parish.
After three months, we have an emergency proclamation.
Well, what? Because the numbers are spiking. I can't tell you. I don't know why it's happened this late. Maybe it should have happened earlier. Your complaint can't be that it's happened late.
Where does it stop?
Give me an example of where you think it's going to go.
Starting to chip away at our rights.
Give me an example of a right that you've lost. Patrick.
Whether or not I can wear a mask, I just lost one.
Well, you don't have to go to a business in Jefferson Parish.
It doesn't. That's not the point, Scoot.
That is the point. What right do you want to do? Tell me what right you've lost.
I've lost the right to choose whether I want to wear a mask or not in Jefferson or Orleans Parish. Now, tomorrow when your governor comes out and says it for the whole state of Louisiana, then the whole state has lost the right. So where does it stop, Scoot? What's going to be next?
All right. Well, tell me what you think is next. I mean, give me an example.
I have no idea.
I don't know what you're...
My point is that people are starting to become comfortable when the government tells them what they can and can't do and cannot do.
I think that's your perspective. I think that's you.
It's absolutely my perspective. You're being told what to do, and you get on this radio station every day and say that you're not political, you don't make things political, you do it every
day. I didn't say that.
I never said that. Yesterday, Scoot. You said it yesterday. Run your
Patrick,
tape back. You said it yesterday.
Today, we don't have tapes anymore.
Now you're playing Republican people on the radio saying that they want to wear masks because it goes along with what you believe. So now you're making it political.
I have at times said I don't want to make something political, but I, in general, do politics. It's politics and pop culture, so I don't know what your complaint is. I'm very open about being very political. So tell me what your complaint is.
My complaint is that you push things when they go along with what you want them to go along with. Also, my complaint is that we're starting to get our rights taken away from us.
Give me another right that you've lost.
Why do I have to give you another one? We just lost one.
Okay.
Even if this is where it starts. Everything's got to start somewhere, Scoot. Things are starting just to go down a bad path, man.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What you can't do now.
This is very related. Are you pro-choice? When it comes to abortion? Yeah.
No, I am not.
Why are you pro-choice when it comes to a mask? You just said we have a right to choose.
That's a big difference, Scoot. It's a big difference. Okay. You're doing apples and oranges here, brother.
No, but the medical community, look, I understand I want to really get into this, but, you know, we can't be pro-choice when it comes to some things and not others. And people, according to the medical community and according to doctors, they have a right to have an abortion up to a certain point. Beyond that point, it's a whole different thing. I just don't think you're losing your rights like you think you are. And I think the Supreme Court would step in if you started to lose your rights. And so I'm not concerned about that.
What one did you lose before that? I can't think of any, but we just lost one.
So wait, this is it. Well, if this is where it starts, then So we've lost no rights up to this point, and you're freaking out because the only right you've lost is the right to go into a business without a mask.
If that's what you want to make it, yeah.
No, tell me what other right you've lost.
Our right.
Tell me what other right you've lost. Give me an example of a right you're going to lose.
Here's another one, because I'm sure there are more. I guess I didn't do the prerequisite work that I should have done prior to coming on the radio. But this is a right that we have lost.
Okay.
Can I go back and do some research and call back tomorrow for more rights that we've lost? Because I'll do it.
I would think, since you are so passionate, I would have thought that you would already know, instead of just saying something, that you would already have a case to make. You shouldn't have to go back and study this. You should.
You're on the air. Right.
Patrick, you're on the air telling people that we've lost our rights, and you can't give me one right that you've lost. So I just find that to be not very credible. I'm going to have to move on. Wow. I'm sure you're happy that you got a chance to express your opinion. You know, if you call the show and say we're losing our rights, then tell me a right we've lost. We haven't lost our Second Amendment rights. And you know, there are people like Patrick who are paranoid, chipping away of our rights. What rights have we lost? There is an emergency proclamation in effect in Jefferson Parish. That is different from everyday life. And there are things that are done by the government to protect us. I wonder if Patrick wears a seatbelt. Does he wear it because the government tells him to do it? Or does he do it because he thinks it's going to make him safer? And why does he have why should he be forced to wear a seatbelt? Is he complaining about that? Did you lose a right to be free in your car without a seatbelt? I'm Scooch. We're coming right back on WWL. All right, so our last caller from the North Shore, really upset. Rights are being chipped away at. He was also very upset that I played the sound comments from three prominent Republicans who are telling people to wear masks. And he was upset because he thinks that's somehow unfair. I didn't put words in Mitch McConnell's mouth. I didn't put words in the mouth of a Republican governor or a Republican senator. I simply played them. And I guess it's easy to attack the talk show host because he's not gonna try and get a hold of Mitch McConnell and tell him what he really thinks. From Hammond, Carlo, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Carlo.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Before you ask, I don't wear a mask.
Okay.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, I tell you why if you tell me who you voted for in 2016.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, so I'm
because
not going to do
just,
it either.
Okay, well, that's my policy.
Okay.
I mean, it's just my policy. Okay.
Okay, that's over with. I don't want to talk about that. All right. I was calling in for the Dixie thing.
Okay.
Being that we're changing everything to blacks, let's make it Satchmo beer. Will we have a problem with that, Satchmo?
What do you mean we're changing everything to blacks? I don't know what that means.
We're going to change all the street names, all the buildings. Could be all changed to black names, right?
Yeah.
We're going to change the word South.
You know, we talked earlier about how I just wanted to talk about changing the name and not why, because we've talked about that before. So we'll have this conversation on another day. I just wanted to have fun with the Dixie beer thing today.
Like Satchmo, beer.
It'll come up again. Maybe so. I mean, I like the name. I like the name. I got second line beer. I like the name of the beer. I didn't like the way you positioned it. Like everything has to be black.
It did. Well, I mean, let me tell you this. What else happened? They had a guy.
Oh, please tell me.
I was in CVS. He wasn't wearing a mask. I'm not going to say what color he was, since you don't want to get into that. You know what he told the person that asked why he's not wearing a mask? You know what he said? I can't breathe. That's what he said.
Well, I've heard a lot of people say they can't breathe wearing a mask.
So, what's the problem?
You're not wearing a mask.
Yeah, because I know how to sneeze and I know how to cough. I pull my shirt out and I sneeze into my body, between my body and my shirt.
Did you see that guy sneeze or cough? Do you know that
he
doesn't know how to do that? Might he know how to do that too? He probably doesn't. So you don't know for sure.
Dude, see, you're turning around. See, this is the thing. What he said, I can't breathe. Come on, really? You know what's going on? I can't breathe. The protesting.
I get it.
That person just walked away and didn't say anything.
Okay. Did they say anything to you?
No. I was just watching. I didn't confront that dude. I mean, hey, it's not my business.
Well, then they shouldn't. Why did they confront that person and not confront you?
Don't know.
I mean, if you weren't wearing a mask, somebody should have asked you why.
Maybe because he was black and I was brown. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
I didn't ask her. So anyway, look. Anyway, Satchmo beer. I'm not a Dixie beer drinker.
Yeah.
I'm not a Dixie beer drinker. It's kind of.
I do like. You know what? I think it's a good idea. The more I think about it, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do Satchmo.
All right, Carlo. Let's go to Metairie and Cody. You're on WWL. Hey, Cody.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
I had a few suggestions that I'd like to give you for the name change of Dixie.
Okay.
What about something like NOLA beer?
I think there's already a NOLA brew out there. I could be wrong. I think there's a NOLA beer. Yeah, I think there's a NOLA brew out there.
Well, what about Orleans beer, or Creole beer, and maybe jazz beer, you could call it beer of the New South, no?
Yeah, there's no doubt that they'll get a lot of suggestions. So I mean, I appreciate you contributing to that.
Yeah, and I had a couple of more, maybe Gator beer if that hadn't already been done, or. What about Pelican beer? They own the Pelicans.
Yeah, Pelican beer would be good. Pelican would be good too.
And everybody's already said, Benson. I had that.
Yeah.
But what about Saints beer? Have they already got Saints beer?
I would assume they do, but I don't know for sure. I'm not a beer drinker, so I don't really pay that much attention to all the brands of beer. If I were a beer drinker, I'd probably
sure
know more about
not,
beer.
But if they don't have a Saints beer, that would be a good one for it. Saints beer, Breeze beer, or something like that.
Those are good suggestions, Cody.
Yeah.
Hey, do you wear a mask?
I wear a mask. In my business, yes, because I have to. When a customer comes in, I put it on, whether they're wearing one or not. But then when they leave, I take it off because like you said, it is hard to breathe all day long in the shop all day long by yourself.
People who wear masks take breaks. You don't have to wear a mask, for the 12 hours that you're awake or the 18 hours that you're awake. And there are times that even when you're working, you take a break and pull the mask down. Cody, look, I appreciate your suggestions, and I'm glad you're listening to our show. All right. So when we come back, I want to play the words of three prominent Republicans who are now telling people to wear masks. Now, this upsets some people because they don't like the idea. I guess they don't like the idea that Republicans are saying this. And so I'm being accused of picking and choosing. I think we all kind of do that. I mean, if I have a point to make, I'm going to find information that supports my point. I think that's pretty much what everybody does. So that's not even a point of criticism. But I want to play these. If you do want to join us with a comment, you can call us or text us. Same number, 504-260-1870. And I want to thank those of you who are streaming our show online, streaming our show on the radio.com app. If you don't have it, download radio.com, type in WWL, and you've got our show and our station wherever you have your phone, which is probably pretty much everywhere. Yeah, we know that. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. If this mask thing becomes permanent, think about all the people that wasted money getting their teeth straightened. I mean, really, because you wear the mask. And I mentioned this. I mentioned this earlier that, think about if you're trying to date somebody, think about how difficult that's got to be. I mean, I've still seen the commercials for some of the online dating sites, And it seems like there's a lot of Zooming going on and, excuse me, not much else. All right, before I get back to your calls, let me mention, you know what? We really just got wrapped up today in the show, and we forgot to do the Tuesday text-off song. So we'll do it tomorrow at 2:50. You know, summertime rules, because we're in the summertime now, and so kind of like, who cares? So we'll do the text-off tomorrow. It doesn't have to be on Tuesday. So a caller earlier was upset because some Republican leaders are now saying, wear a mask. And before, because President Trump seemed to be so insistent against wearing a mask, these Republican leaders were not talking about this. And Cynthia Lee Shang, Jefferson Parish president, she's a Republican. She even brought that up yesterday. She signs this emergency proclamation. You got to wear a mask in Jefferson Parish now if you go into a business. So it's not a Republican or Democrat thing, because LaToya Cantrell, mayor of New Orleans, Democrat. And a lot of people wanted to blame it on their politics. Well, it should never have been about politics. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had this to say about wearing a mask.
We must have no stigma, none, about wearing masks when we leave our homes and come near other people. Wearing simple face coverings is not about protecting ourselves. It is about protecting everyone we encounter.
Thank you, Mitch McConnell. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas had this to say.
It is important that there is a consistent national message to take this seriously, that we are going to wear masks, that we're going to set that example. That consistent national message supplements what we're trying to do in the state.
You know, it's interesting that, you know, there's such little bipartisanship that you can't help but notice that there's a degree of bipartisanship when Republicans disagree with Republicans. Here is Republican Senator Lamar Alexander talking about the mask.
The president has plenty of admirers. They would follow his lead. It would help end this political debate. The stakes are too high for this political debate about pro-Trump, anti-Trump mask to continue.
Thank you, Senator Alexander. Here's a text that says, I find it funny how the protesters are not in the news about spreading the virus. I saw news footage of protesters with masks on and without masks. You can't tell me the protesters are not. You can't tell me the protesters are going to be truthful about where they were if they came down with the virus. I dislike hypocrisy of how the media, of how in the media Trump rallies spread COVID, but the protests don't. Note, I'm not a Trump fan. Well, that would bother me, too, and I can't speak for the rest of the media, but I've talked about the protest and the spread of the virus, and it's wrong to say that the protesters are not spreading the virus at all. You have a right to protest, but under these circumstances, you need to wear a mask if you're in a mass group, and you also need to social distance. So, again, I can't speak for others, but that is hypocritical, and nobody can be sure that the protesters are not spreading the virus as well. Now, many of the protesters I've seen are wearing masks, but not all of them. And I told you, I went to a rally at Duncan Plaza, and I wore a mask and I social distanced, but not everybody was doing that. So it doesn't matter what's the reason you're gathering. The important thing is to follow these rules that we know will slow the spread. From Tangipahoa, this is Madison. Madison, you're on WWL.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to talk about the mask situation.
Okay.
I'd like to say I do wear a mask. Now, I am very young. I'm only 18 years old. So I know a lot of young people are known for not wearing masks, but I wear one. And it's not for myself and it's not for politics, but it's to protect those who are around me. Because I don't know who I'm coming in contact with if I'm in the grocery store. I don't know if I've contracted something, and I don't want to pass it on. And I just want to say that if I am wearing a mask and you believe it is because of politics, don't criticize me for wearing it, because overall it's for you, for the other people around me.
I think about that often. What do your peers say? Do your peers make fun of you for wearing a mask, Madison?
No, my friends, they wear them too. If we're going out in places, we wear them. We just had a graduation with about 100 people, and we all wore masks the entire graduation. No one took it off except for a picture. We're pretty safe. Now, if I do go in the grocery store, that's a different story. There's lots of people not wearing masks.
Yeah.
But for the most part, where I am, I usually stay home. But if I do go out, it's me and my friends are wearing masks.
Are you staying home because of the threat of COVID?
Yes, sir. So I live with elders. I live with my grandparents, mm-hmm. and they are very susceptible. Oh, gosh. And I don't want to harm anyone around me. I don't want to harm my family. I want to keep everybody safe.
Madison, I wonder how this is going to impact your generation. I mean, this is a very, very formidable time in your life. And what we're going through right now is going to have a tremendous impact on you. How do you think this is going to affect you in the future? What have you learned from this?
I think it's going to teach many of us, and it's taught me that we can catch this just as easily. We're not invincible. Lots of people mm-hmm. my age, we like to think we're invincible. They went to the bars. We went to the bars as soon as they open, and everybody's at parties all of a sudden, and now we're catching it. And we're like, well, maybe we're not as invincible as much as people think. And I think also it will teach us to enjoy life more and not worry about the small things, but not take mm-hmm. them for granted, but instead just love life, because in a minute, we can lose everything. I mean, in a minute, I lost high school and everything that came with it. I lost my senior year, and I lost a lot of different things that most people yeah. would have never thought about losing. So.
Yeah. So you're the class of 2020.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I do think that there will be this recognition of your class that no other class is going to have. And so while this was a disadvantage for you, I think as time goes on, the members of the class of 2020 will always be known as the class that went through a really tough time because you didn't have a graduation. So in some ways, this is going to be a badge of honor for you having gone through this. And as you go through life and as you go through your different careers, I think this is going to follow you, and it's going to be an important designation for the class of 2020.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, Madison, I appreciate the call, and you call us anytime.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Sure. From New Orleans, Cheryl, you're on WWL.
Hello.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi. Listen, really quick, I want to say something. I was really surprised to hear that young man complain about his rights being taken away. I was really taken aback because you can't tell how old he is, but when I was born, I didn't have the right to vote. I can only imagine if he had a right as such to be taken away from him. But then all of the protests over the protesting because of rights being taken away, people not having rights, the attitude towards those who did protest during the civil rights because they didn't have the right to vote, the right to choose what school they wanted to go to.
That's right.
Even the right to public transportation. And he has the audacity to whine because we're asking him. I'm a registered nurse, by the way. We're asking him to protect others. That's all we're asking him to do. And in turn, if others wear masks, they're going to protect him. But the nerve, I've never used the terminology white privilege, but the nerve of him to whine because of something simple as wearing a mask and consider that a right. My gosh.
Cheryl, I agree with you. You bring up good points.
I can't believe that. Have a great day, Scoot.
Cheryl, I appreciate the call. I mean, it's true. I mean, this caller was talking about losing rights. See, this is not new. I've been doing this a long time. I've heard people in the past talking about the rights being chipped away at our rights. We're losing our rights. We're going to lose our rights. You know, that is a fear tactic, and it's designed to make you so afraid that you vote for a certain candidate. And the point is, we have adjustments to our rights. There are adjustments to the First Amendment. You know, I can't use words to destroy your image and say something that's not true about you. There are certain things that we can and can't do. So we're always adjusting as a civilized society, but I don't see our basic rights being chipped away at. And there are some restrictions to the Second Amendment. You can't carry a gun into a bar. But it doesn't mean you've lost your right to carry a gun. If you have a gun and you don't and you want to go to a bar, well, then don't go to a bar. Or put the gun away and then go to the bar. So I'm not paranoid that we're, believe me, I'm very much for our rights and very much for the Constitution. And I'm very much in favor of personal accountability. But with that comes a lot of responsibility. And we have a responsibility to follow rules. So I don't know. I don't see our rights being chipped away at. But again, this is a convenient narrative for people who want you to be paranoid. Got a text here that says, amen, Cheryl. Another text says, this 18-year-old woman has more sense than most of your callers today, Scoot. Yeah, Madison didn't make a lot of sense. All right. It's hot. I'm Scoot. Try to stay cool for the rest of the afternoon. And man, God bless those of you who are working in the heat. We're coming right back with more on WWL. You know, we're going to get through this as a city, as a state, as a country. We're going to get through this and things are going to get better. And I have a sense that we're reaching a tipping point when it comes to hate and that things are going to calm down. And I don't know exactly in what form that's going to come. I'm envisioning a couple of things, but I think we're going to see some changes coming up in a couple of months. We'll see what happens. Here is a text that says it's a little safer outside protest than an enclosed rally with no masks. Totally agree with that. From Gentilly, Justin, you're on WWL. Have time for a quick comment.
Actually, I got a quick two comments. The mask
okay.
thing.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Ian. He's a great guy. Anyway, the mask thing irritates me because I meet a lot of girls every day, and they're wearing masks, and I can't see their pretty faces. I told them that, and they pull it down. They pull the mask down so I can see their faces.
That's
anyway,
cute. Nice.
They're very cute. Anyway, number two, Dixie name, rename. How about this? I drank so much beer, I can't remember where I am. Try that one.
Well, it's a long, I mean, and people who drink it are not even going to be able to remember the full name of it. Hey, Justin, man, I'm glad you called. I don't know what Dixie's going to do, but they're going to rename their beer. They say they're retiring the brand, which was really a smart marketing move for them to make. So they are taking suggestions on a new name. You can join me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. It's SOTA, Scoot on the Air. And Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick coming up next. Here is a text that says, wait, we have the right to protest but not wear a mask? Hashtag sheep. We have a right to protest, but we don't have a right to not wear a mask. I guess that's what they're saying. Yeah, you have a right to protest, but in certain situations like an emergency proclamation, and you know, you might want to do a little research into this, but declarations of emergency for the good of the society in general, for the good of the collection of society, this has obviously withstood constitutional challenge to the Supreme Court. It doesn't happen often, but there are certain times when exceptions are made for the good of everybody. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. And as always, thank you for being part of our show. You know, we have new designation for first-time callers. So if you've been listening and you're a first-time caller, let us know you're an FTC, and we'll give you that recognition on the air when you call in. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Try to stay cool. Love you, New Orleans.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.